Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Struck by Lightning and Sexy Time with Allie Breen. It's on the way in just a minute.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
I'm your host, Megan Klingenberg. And after interviewing so many dudes during this Men's World Cup, I'm so happy to be back with my U.S. Women's National Team players.
I know the U.S. Men's National Team has changed how I think about myself, how I think about being an American, how I think about being on a team.
It's 1 year out from that World Cup, and we're going to talk about the brightest prospects in U.S. soccer. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Good-looking woman down in the front row wanted to take her home after the show, but she was married and she told me no. Where did my lotion go?
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jessica Osmond.
Hello.
There's Josh Arnold. We could all come up with, because a buddy of mine drowned when we were
know,
in high school.
I know, but Tom knows somebody
you
who
had a
was...
Kid, somebody got electrocuted?
Was struck by lightning.
Yeah, hit by lightning.
I don't feel like many people even know somebody who knows someone who was struck by lightning.
I agree.
I know someone that's struck by lightning and lived.
Oh,
it's
my
weird.
Gosh.
I didn't live. Manitoulin Island.
How old was he?
12.
Come on! Christy Lee! God. You don't ask questions you don't know the answers to.
We'll be back right after this. From Team Up. What are the name of the Hanson
Brothers? Hanson Brothers.
Hanson Brothers.
Remember Homer Simpson? He goes, it was a bad lightning storm, so I picked up the biggest piece of sheet metal I could find and hid under the largest tree.
That's the greatest.
Thunderbat. Ace Cosby.
Hey.
I'm Chick. Hello, Tom. And hey. And we're not supposed to take a shower during a lightning storm, right?
That's not true.
He was under a canoe. Yes, it's true.
I think it is. Are you sure?
I avoid a shower because of it now.
Yeah, no. My mom always said we couldn't. Like, if the weather was changing, she's like, get your showers now.
right.
Yeah, I mentioned it in the. I got a very long letter from a guy.
Yikes.
Explaining that's correct.
That's real. I didn't think it was real. I thought it was my mom.
Damn.
You know, I'll dig it up if you want.
I want the stats of who's been struck by lightning because they were in the shower during a storm, though. You know what I mean?
Oh my goodness.
Who died in the shower?
This isn't sexy time at all.
I need to get
well. They were naked in the shower and they died.
Okay. Yeah, together. Having sex with someone else.
I have an electrocution fetish. So.
Yes, that's a good point.
That was so hot.
How about this one? A New York business owner says he's happy to be alive after being struck by lightning while sitting at his office desk.
What the hell happened?
Boy, he's like, he made a really bad deal with somebody.
What I know I should have paid for the roof.
Yeah. Should have paid his bills.
He said he saw a bright flash of light from the office's light switch, heard a loud crack, and then the lights went out. It was a few minutes later he realized his left hand was blistering from getting hit by a bolt that arced through the light switch.
Whoa.
Isn't it somewhat of a misnomer? Lightning actually, when you're struck by lightning, you're hit by the part that comes up from the ground to meet the lightning that's coming down.
You got me.
I don't know.
What?
I'll look that up.
I don't think any of that's correct.
We're all going to do lightning homework tonight and be back tomorrow.
And the only reason people would think you were, you knew is because you talk about books a lot.
I read Lightning, Lightning, Lightning by Charles Bolt when I was in.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Well, let's move forward here, okay. Christy. What have you? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, we got to solve love problems.
But Allie is not with us today because she has...
So who's reading the letters, though?
I'm going to read some. Jess is going to read some. Are you okay with that?
Yep, go ahead.
Or do you want to do
it? No, I don't want to touch them.
Yes, you do.
Probably get clap.
Dear Allie.
Clap from letters.
Dear Allie, speaking of the shower. Dear Allie, the last time I stayed at my boyfriend's house, I went to go shower in the morning. There was an open and half-drunk beer in the shower. Is this at all normal, or does he have a problem?
This is 100% normal. Yeah, this is beer. This is shower beer season.
Wait a minute.
I have never had a beer in the shower.
It's in the shower?
Yeah,
that's fine.
Here's how you know the guy doesn't have a problem.
It's half drunk.
It's half full.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Half full.
No, spend all day in the yard and then get into a cool shower with a cold beer. Yeah, it's amazing.
Has it been in there all night?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. It's not like he got up in the morning and chugged it. If it's Jim Morrison, woke up this morning and I got myself a beer.
That's a good question, because she doesn't say whether it was already there because he showered before her.
That's unlikely.
Again, half full shower beer.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. This guy's not going to get up and shower.
I'm going to say it's not normal to see a half full beer can in the shower, but it's not a problem.
Okay. Well, we answered that one.
What if there's a cigarette in it?
I've never had a shower cigarette. I might try it and report back.
Yeah, right.
It's hard to keep them lit.
Yeah, it's true.
Dear Allie, I'm dating a guy online who's great. We went on one date so far, and he said he'd had to come clean, but he's actually married but separated. Should I be waiting until he is fully divorced, or is this okay? All my friends have different answers to this. This age-old problem.
It's okay. Oh, I think you're fine.
Guy's dating online, but he's not divorced.
Yeah, well, I mean, because...
Is he really separated?
Yeah. Thank you.
Why can't you just take his word for it?
Why can't you just let this guy have some fun and shut the hell up?
He needs a permission slip from his soon-to-be ex-wife that he can go out on the prowl.
The bitch he's separated from?
Absolutely. Or you could swing by the children's school and make sure they're not, canoodling.
The answer is, if you're fine with it, who cares what anybody else thinks?
Well,
that's true. They're not friends.
Yeah.
What? I just hope he's not lying.
I know a lot of people that this happens to, where it's like, we're separated is my wife and I got into a fight last night. So now,
yikes.
And then next thing you know, well, he's been with his wife for 6 years, but they're going through a divorce and we're still dating.
Let me ask you this. If you're on a date with a guy and he goes, I got to be honest, I am still technically married, but I'm separated. Is he a little hotter?
No.
There's too many red flags. What if his ex is crazy and then you have to start worried about
that? I think he's even hotter with the crazy ex.
Well, also, I think the first thing I would say is, may I come to your place?
Okay.
Because if he's not separated, really.
But don't you secretly want a little drama?
No.
You're women.
Oh, my God.
you crave a little bit of drama, at least.
I think all of us have aged out of that demo. I don't think that we're looking for that now.
Well, I mean, if I'm the one creating the drama, that's different. But I don't want to deal with someone else's.
Oh, all right. Oh,
fair enough.
All I know is I'm real tired. I'm out.
No drama for you.
No drama. What is it? What Jeff say? No drama from your mama and Osama.
Bin Llama.
Yeah.
Jeff's got a whole joke about that.
Yeah. Jeff Oskey has a whole.
He has Osama Bin Laden baby drama or something like that.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Dear Allie, this is a good one. This is a young person's, definitely. I started dating a girl, and she has pictures of herself all over her apartment.
Get out.
Like giant blown up pictures.
Get out.
Not of her with friends or family, all her.
I like it.
That's weird, right?
Tom and I are watching Your Friends and Neighbors with John Hamm on Apple, and there's a basketball player in there.
Yes.
He has a partially nude picture of him, and I'm like, what?
I totally get why Tom's saying get out, but for some reason I like this.
Isn't that right?
I need to know why.
She's hot. She's definitely hot, and that's why there's pictures of herself everywhere.
You know what, Ace?
You've been there? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did it bother you?
I know who you're talking about. I can see her doing that.
That's it's not even that she's hot. It's that she's confident.
Right.
And that's hot.
Like, look, I took this great photo.
Right.
And I am proud of it, and I am putting it up in my own damn home.
Yeah. But they're all
good
of
luck.
Her.
Ace, did yours track? Was she as crazy as it appeared?
There were some red flags.
Okay.
I don't want anybody confident. I want they're just as crazy and sad as in the corner. That's what I want. Both of us, right?
In my past, there was a woman in my past who had a poster in her room. It was of Marilyn Monroe, and the quote was attributed to Marilyn Monroe, and it said, I don't mind living in a man's world so long as I can be a woman in it. And I thought it was the hottest.
But it wasn't a picture of herself.
No, it was Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I don't know. There's something hot about the pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dear Allie.
You're going to be...
I think I'm in the minority, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be made to feel as inadequate as you can imagine.
I know. That's real hot.
Yeah. Really?
If a guy did it, though, it's kind of the... I think they're doing it to be funny. Yeah. Like, if a guy had a bunch of pictures of himself, like...
That's where I'm
serious.
A total hypocrite. If it's a guy, I'm like, you douchebag.
Yeah. Yeah. Dear Allie, my boyfriend's ex keeps trying to contact me to tell me about what a terrible person he is. She says she's trying to be a girl's girl and warn me, but my boyfriend says she's a psycho, a liar, and will never stop trying to ruin his life.
Yeah, that's her. That's rude.
He's always been great to me, and he said they broke up because she cheated. He said I should just block her or it'll never end. Your thoughts?
Only time will tell, I guess. That's tough.
I have some questions. Have you been dating this guy for a long time? If this is a, is he, you know.
Yeah, what is your gut telling you?
Yeah.
You know what? If the ex reaches out just one time and says, fair warning, this crap happened.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. But if she keeps sending you messages, then she is the crazy one.
And she wants
him
back.
You.
That seems
fair.
Yeah,
that is.
I actually can't believe I'm saying this. I think write down the day and date. You may be right about this.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
Now we can move on.
Yeah.
If he's love bombing this woman and this other woman's trying to warn her, I would be very cautious.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Those are my letters, Jess.
Okay. All right. My girlfriend's mom likes to be very flirty with me, and it's kind of a lose-lose situation. If I don't flirt back, I'm weird. But if I do, I'm worried that I'm setting a weird dynamic. Should I just go with it?
Oh, should he flirt back with the mom?
Yeah, but there's a level of flirt that you can do with in-laws, right?
Try to keep it fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I think there is a level, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't you just be awkward and adorable, like, hee-hee, and not flirt at all back and just, like, accept it?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
That's probably true, too.
She's flirting.
Oh, that's just so gross and weird. Hey!
But...
Boy, that must be some pretty tough fabric holding up those huge jugs.
You're gonna...
Oh, my God.
If you don't flirt back, she's gonna get mad, I would think.
No.
At some certain...
Maybe.
So.
Why is she flirting with
it's
him?
Inappropriate.
Yeah. It is, for sure, inappropriate.
Because she's jealous of her
daughter
and,
getting the attention?
The hunky man, yeah.
Oh.
No, this guy plays his cards right. He could...
get them both, right?
Yeah.
You guys know that my aunt married my cousin's boyfriend. So it was her daughter's boyfriend and the mom...
They broke up and the mom ended up marrying him?
Mom ended up marrying him.
Wow.
Well.
There you go.
Could have been weirder. Could have been the dad.
Yeah, that'd be.
Yeah. And my father-in-law.
Stop that, Tom.
Sorry.
Honey, I've got bad news. I this whole time I have been gay. Also, I have worse news.
Okay, got this. Safety reminder forwarded to me from the illuminating company.
This better not be about lightning.
Lightning can travel through pipes. Never take a shower or bath during a thunderstorm.
Never?
A safety reminder from the illuminating company.
I'm going to say, and I might be a little off about this, I'm going to say I've done this 1,000 times.
I've done it a lot, too.
Yeah.
So do lightning rods work? We used to have them. My grandparents had them on the farmhouse.
A lightning rod will... doesn't that ground the lightning and take it so it doesn't catch your house on fire?
I don't know, but I know my grandparents always had them.
But I don't know if that would prevent your pipes from getting...
See, that's what I'm... I don't know.
So this is what they're saying at the electric company.
But all right, just think about this. You take a shower during a lightning storm, you get hit by lightning, and you become a concert pianist.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about those people?
What about those?
What about you burn up in your shower?
All of a sudden, you're John Travolta in Phenomenon.
Yes. And I've got a super brain just because of this nodule on my brain.
You take that chance, honey.
Do you guys want to hear one more letter?
Yep.
I've been married for 4 months. Things are good, but they could be better. Oh, I want a bedroom divorce. and I don't know how to bring this up to my wife without hurting her feelings. I love her.
What?
I just don't want to. I just
she doesn't want to sleep with her.
Yeah, I just don't sleep well with someone else in the same bed or even in the same room.
Why are you just now?
Right.
But dude. Also 4 months? Give it a minute.
Surely they slept together before. You're right. No. Like, why didn't you just talk about it before?
Go ahead and get divorced. That's and that's what you should do.
Josh, didn't you say that if you ever build a house and you're married, you'll have two separate bedrooms?
Yeah.
That's the way you sleep better?
Yes. I think everybody sleeps better that way. Separate bedrooms, separate bathrooms.
We sleep.
I disagree. We sleep in separate bedrooms.
Studies have shown, and this is absolutely true, less divorces in households with separate bedrooms and separate bathrooms.
Chick, you want to weigh in on this?
You're getting sleep.
Chick, your issues with her.
You know what? You're right.
They were not bedroom related.
I avoided the Christmas rush. I hated her early. But you have two bedrooms, so if your wife's mom wants to spend the night,
there you go.
There you go. You can go in and snore with her.
We just have a really
bit.
Big bed, so
yeah.
There you go. We just have the Love Master 9000.
So what does this guy do? How does he bring it up? Can he, ladies?
He just starts sleeping on the couch himself.
No. He needs to talk to her about it. No. Just open communication.
Like,
honey.
Hey, you fidget a lot, and I need to go to sleep.
Wouldn't
I'm
it be great if open communication existed in a marriage?
That would be really great.
I got an idea for him.
But.
And I don't know if anyone makes these.
Here we go. You always have the best ideas.
Ready? Do you hear me out on this?
All right.
The word keen may come to mind.
Keen. Okay.
Large, what's a large bed called? Is that a king?
King.
California king.
California king bunk beds.
Mm. Oh, bunk beds for a married couple.
It wouldn't help with snoring, though.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Yeah. That's a great idea.
So, and of course,
I want to sleep on the top.
I was going to say, I want a ladder. I'm on top. I've got a fence.
Make it what you need, being on the top bunk. Yeah,
keep a jar up there to pee in at night.
What are you, 12?
You spilled a jar.
You kicked it up a notch, but all right. Okay.
What is the ladder broken?
Can you imagine if someone had giant king size bunk beds?
Ah, gee, look at
that. That exists.
That has to, that has to be. Yeah.
They have double size.
Some cottage,
size.
Some oceanside cottage where they go, a whole bunch of people have to sleep.
Yeah. And California kings aren't, a king bed is wider than a California king.
Yeah.
California
kings are longer.
So I'd still just go king.
Okay. That would be so much fun.
I want it to be accurate, so I'll just go king.
You know what? You and I, bedroom divorce.
I just snored that one time and I woke right up.
Hey, Slurpee, you're out. Okay.
Slurpee. You told him my nickname.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Start your day with the Morning Jolt of Drake Toll.
See, now it's on demand. My podcast is kind of a radio thing, I think, but also it's a bit of a TV show, and it's about whatever I want it to be. It's listening live as it happened, when it happened, with the instant reaction.
Your home for talking sports.
We go back. The Drake Toll Show. Westwood One Sports Network. And there it will be. On demand. On your radio. Anywhere in the country. I'll see you there.
Westwood One Sports Talk. Your home for Drake Toll. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.